April is Poetry Month, and last week I had the great pleasure of hosting Megan DeShane's English students, and they go to Voyageurs High School, one of the alternative high school options here in Bemidji. I gave the kids a tour of the station's music libraries, and we talked about what we do here at Northern Community Radio and how our station's different from other commercial radio stations. And after the tour, we went into the studio where we talked a little about poetry. And they were given the opportunity to record some of the poetry they've been working on. Here is the result of that experience.
My name is Robert Johnson, and today I'll be reading a poem that I wrote titled War. War inhales battle and exhales death. It whispers in the ears of generals, telling them lies and deceptions. It destroys for prosperity and peace.
My name is Willow Rain, and this is my poem called Carpe Diem. When the last breath leaves your lips and your body is anything but, when your sister weeps and your children silent, when nothing of yourself is left, what witch will you leave behind? The notes to your best friend in second grade, the letters to your grandmother, the string in the corner, the pens in your desk, the countless hours spent filing papers and figuring numbers for a job that got you nowhere in no time. No, not these things, but the stories. The stories and memories and feelings, the people you loved and the mountains you climbed. When you leave your love in each of your beloved's hearts.
My name is Stefan, and my poem is called A Snowy Sky. Specks of snow drifted down from the gray heavens, almost spectral, almost starry night, only faded thanks to all the bright.
My name is Kalijah, and this is a freeform poem with no name. To my left, leaves fall from trees. To my right, trees wither to nothing. And all around me, flowers rot.
Hi, I'm Sean, and this poem is entitled Everything Can Backfire Against the World, but inside, like the sadness, we can all fight.
My name is Samara, and I'm going to read a dice poem. It's from a meme. She believed, he lied. Beans and golden pasta, Spiv.
My name's Reese, and I'm reading a poem of some sorts. Here we go. Gwyn, powerful, mighty, king, hollowing, empowering, cinder, crown. Madness, darkness, corrupting, spreading, destroying, scary, fearsome. Abyss.
My name is Tristan, and my poem is called Rainstorm. Soft patters descended down, a gentle rumble shook with a bright flash. The cold, chilly air seeped out. The warmth, sudden loud crackles joined to the otherwise ocean smell and cloudy gray skies.
My name is Susan, and I'm reading for Eliza. So this poem is called Lonely. I went to the ocean today. It welcomed me with cold, open arms. I sat there for hours. Sand running through my fingers, wind blowing in my hair. I bought roses. I meant for you to receive them, but thought it was no use. I set them out in the water, pulling off the pink, white, and red petals. I couldn't bring myself to feel anything but a complete void. Buried deep inside my chest, I would have bought my heart also, throw it out into the ocean for it to be lost forever, so I wouldn't have to feel so lonely.
A big thank you to the students of Megan's class at Voyagers High School in Bemidji. It takes a lot of guts to bare your soul by sharing a piece of poetry with the world, and they were brave and wonderful guests here at the station. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.